I'm Susan Mokelke, and I'm the president of the Foundation for Shamanic Studies. I'm also the director of the Foundation's faculty members. So I'm here really today. The purpose of this webinar is to talk with you and have a question and answer session to introduce, and it's just going to be an introduction to the new online shamanic healing training program. Part of the reason for this webinar is to give people a sense of what this program is about, and then also, in some senses, the way it was designed, the way it was. So I'm going to just start talking. So anyway, welcome to all of you. For those of you who are just joining us, welcome. I am really going to be, in this meeting, addressing more the broad strokes of the program, because it is a new program, and it's also something that the Foundation is doing because of the great need right now, and also because we learn as we do this. So this is very much in the tradition of the Foundation's work and in the tradition of our founder, Michael Harner, who spent many, many years both researching and experimenting with the processes that are now part of our in-person workshops, which of course we can't do right now because of the pandemic. If you have other questions, you can always email me directly at fss@shamanism.org. Or if you forget that, you can email our regular email, which is info@shamanism.org. So you'll be able to have your questions answered one way or the other. So I would like to start off just by, I don't know, many people of you in this group probably have some familiarity with shamanism and with shamanic training. Many of you have probably had some studies with the Foundation for Shamanic Studies. So you might have some sense of the Foundation's approach to shamanism and shamanic teaching. But we were founded by Michael Harner, who was an anthropologist. He passed away in early 2018. But he spent most of his life, in fact, more than 50 years, involved in shamanic research, development, and also in teaching these courses that the Foundation for Shamanic Studies offers. In many ways, he was internationally recognized as the founder and the pioneer of the return of shamanism to contemporary society. So we have taught in the Foundation, tens of thousands of people have gone through various workshops at the Foundation, and many of those have gone on to also pass on some of this knowledge to others. And so if you are doing shamanic work these days, contemporary shamanic work, there's very high probability that you studied either with the Foundation or with someone who was taught by the Foundation. And so you may have some familiarity with contemporary shamanism. We call it core shamanism. And just, again, the highlights here, because I won't have a time to really explain all of shamanism to you in this short time that we have, and I want to introduce the healing program. But basically, a shaman is someone who, in an altered state of consciousness, which we achieve through mostly drumming and rattling, so it's rhythmic percussion sound, alters his or her consciousness, and then journeys or travels to other dimensions of reality, to interact with compassionate spirits there and bring their wisdom back here to this reality. So shamanism is a spiritual practice involving oftentimes, again, it involves altering your consciousness so you can contact these spirits. But an effective shaman practices with discipline and has training. Many cultural shamans, of course, study their own culture's way of interacting with the spirits. But Michael Harner's genius was that he, I would say, from his anthropological knowledge, looked at the various aspects of shamanism and was able to I'll use the word distill, but to identify the practices that were common across cultures. So this is not cultural shamanism. This is, some people call it cross-cultural shamanism, but actually we prefer core shamanism because it's the basic principles that seem to be common or universal in some cases to shamanic cultures around the world. And so there is no, in core shamanism, we have the deepest respect for indigenous people's practices, which is why we do not use their cultural practices. We use the methodologies that are common to them. And I know the word methodology sometimes to a lot of people sounds like it's sort of mechanical, but in reality, if you know the methods, like the journeying method, which is a spiritual practice, if you know how to do the journey, and you also know how to contact these helping spirits, it's a deeply moving and spiritual practice for the practitioner, and also has the potential to offer great wisdom and healing, not only to people and individuals, but to our world. So that's just a little bit of a... a very fast, I'll call it a definition of what it is that we're about in the Foundation for Shamanic Studies. And I would encourage you that if you haven't done so in some time, or maybe you've never done so, if you go to the Foundation's website, which is shamanism.org, if you go to that website, there are articles, there are videos, there are pages that explain various aspects of core shamanism. So there is quite a wealth of material on the website, just even if you're just curious about what shamanism is about and you're trying to find out if it's something that you would be interested in looking further into. So I would encourage you to go to the website. And there are also, as was sent to you when you were invited to this webinar, there are also some very specific links for the healing program. Let's get into that. I'd like to give you just a little background about how this came about, because it's designed specifically to address certain issues that might arise when you're studying shamanism, but not just studying shamanism, but when you are learning to practice it. So this program, the healing program I'm talking about, the online program, has been very specifically designed to address some of those issues, as well as, of course, to teach you the primary shamanic healing methods. So those of you who have had any experience with our in-person workshops have some understanding of our approach. And our in-person workshops have been offered for, well, the Foundation was incorporated in 1985, and that's when the more formal teaching started, although Michael was teaching a lot before the Foundation itself became incorporated. So we have decades of experience in teaching, and our faculty is very well trained in these methods. We have decades of experience with these in-person workshops. So we know how to communicate about this, how to teach this through our in-person workshops. And when the pandemic came about, of course, right, and this was around in March and April of last year, of 2020, we postponed, at that time we were postponing, our in-person workshops because of the pandemic and the issues of safety involved there. And so we put them on hold at that time, imagining that we might have them on hold for a few months. Nobody really knew at the time. And obviously, in hindsight, we're seeing something very different because we're still not doing in-person workshops at this point. However, because we have had quite a bit of experience doing these kinds of both webinars and video conferences and using Zoom, we were able to almost, I would say, pretty quickly, within a few months, we had put online an introductory workshop, which many of you have taken, online workshop in the shamanic journey, focused on the shamanic journey. Then another one focused on shamanic divination. These were one-day workshops that could be done in two sessions, two 3.5-hour sessions, or in a full day. And then we gradually added a few more. And part of our impetus for doing these first workshops was that we had a new workshop called Shamanism for Inspired Local and Global Change. And that was directly aimed at helping people to be able to integrate shamanic methods into the ordinary reality work, into the everyday reality work that they were doing, to try to solve some of these numerous issues facing us as individuals and as communities and globally. So we felt a sense of urgency to get that material out there because, again, for those of you who aren't familiar with shamanism, there is a realm of reality, we call it, it's another reality, where we refer to it specifically as the upper world and the lower world. And in those worlds are highly evolved, compassionate beings or spirits that want to help us. And a trained shaman can interact with them and can help bring that wisdom here. So we felt an urgency to be able to get that material, to start to get that out there. And so we very quickly got the two introductory workshops and then started offering the Global Change workshop online. And again, all of this is on the website. If you want to look up these workshops, you can find them on the website, shamanism.org. And then to cap it off, we also have a workshop that in some sense can either proceed or follow the Global Change workshop, and that is the Shamanic Worldview, Everything is Alive. And that workshop really was meant to address the viewpoint and the context within which a shaman works and the respect for everything that is, as having spirit and being alive in some ways. So we finished that divinatory series, I would say, not finished, but nothing's ever finished, but that divinatory series of four workshops has a kind of a completion to it. And so the faculty members have been offering those workshops starting in May of 2020, we started offering those workshops wherever we could, online, again. And so we've had many students already go through that series of workshops. And the things that we learned from those workshops are, first of all, that Zoom can be tricky at first. So we had to master not only the material, but we had to master the delivery system through Zoom. So, and our participants also had to start to know something about Zoom. Now, of course, since we've all been, quote, Zooming or using online video now for some time, because it's the only choice we have, many people are much more facile. So that problem has subsided quite a bit. The second thing we were learning is that it can be quite effective, that shamanism can be taught quite effectively through this medium. And part of the reason is because it's a spiritual practice and we are already dealing in the non-physical realms in many ways. And that the healing takes place on the level of the soul and the spirit. So the medium of the internet is not, these video conferencing things is not that problematic at one level. What's missing, of course, is that in the in-person workshops, you're in a group and you can feel that physicality that comes from being in person. And there is a physical, we are physical as well as spiritual beings. And so that is not present there. So, but we have found that people are seem to be responding quite well to these, and they're very excited about these workshops. And they're able to, from what we can tell so far, this is still obviously a new, more experimental process, are able to learn these methodologies quite readily through this medium. So we were very thrilled by that for a lot of different reasons. But one reason was is this allows us to reach a lot more people who might be looking for this kind of training, but have never been able to, if you will, travel or to, if it could be a process of not being able to get away for periods of time, because people would come to our in-person workshops, of course, some would fly in, some drive in if they're really close, etc. And so it made possible this to be available to a larger group of people. And it seems to be quite effective. And when we came up with feedback that was not so, that was more difficult, or that people were saying they were having difficulties, then we've done our best to start to address those issues. So it's an ongoing try something, see how it works, evaluate it, and then make changes that are necessary, and then test again. And so, but we're very happy with the way things are working, which leads us now to the next step. The next step was to not just do the knowledge, we're calling it the knowledge series, the knowledge and power series, which is the one I just described, but to now say, how can we also offer to people the potential to do shamanic healing, to teach shamanic healing methods. And again, we see this as quite feasible and quite possible. We have many faculty members. All of our faculty members have been through all of our advanced programs, including the three-year program in shamanism. All of this, of course, has been in person. Our faculties, most of them have, some of them have decades of experience doing shamanic healing. So all of our faculty members are practitioners. They're not observers, or they're not just learning things by rote. They're practicing shamans or shamanic practitioners, as we refer to them. So when we were looking at doing an online healing program, we did not want to try to transfer our in-person workshops directly to an online format. Partly out of respect for those programs, which have had, again, decades of practice, and we know they're effective, we know they're powerful, we know they work. So we didn't want to, at one level, mess with those. The second issue is that to have an experience, to do all of our workshops are experiential, highly experiential. In fact, we learn by doing. We don't learn by us saying to you, well, this is what you're going to see. This is what you're going to do. We want you to be what we call independent, have an independent spirituality. We want you to know deeply for yourself about the realities of these realms that we're talking about the reality of the spirits, and have your own way of interacting with them. What we can provide is the methods and the training and the opportunity for you to experience these things. And so when we went into the online program, we decided there are going to be two tracks. There's the online track, and there is the in-person track, which right now is on a hiatus. It's taking a break until we can meet again. And when we can meet again, we are going to very confidently start those programs again. And we know already that there are people who've experienced some of the online work who also would like to experience the in-person work. So there are two tracks, and there are two tracks that follow similar, the methodologies are similar. In fact, in some places you could say they're the same, but they're similar because it's the delivery system that's different. When you're in person, you learn how to deliver the healing in this time-tested way that we've had in person, working with the person who's right in front of you. So we teach you those methodologies. And so that's one thing. But people who learn the in-person work are also oftentimes very skilled at what we call distance healing work. That means using the same methodologies to do a healing for a person who's not in the same room with them. Okay, so that's a section. So it's a track. It works. We're leaving it as it is for now. And we're going to treat them separately so that if you're having questions about the online workshops, is the online training program is an integrated, complete program in and of itself. However, we do know, it's been my experience, and most people who want to work toward mastery would probably take both, because if it's even possible for them. So we're not exchanging, we're not going to be putting the work courses. If you take the online program, you are going to learn the methodologies, we hope, and you should be able to, again, part of it's not up to us, it's up to your connections with your helping spirits, to do shamanic healing very effectively, because at least you'll know the methods. Your connections with your helping spirits, which is where the power comes from, that will be between you and your spirits. But we can show you and offer you ways of learning how to connect more strongly with those spirits to gain that power that you need to do effective healing. So there are two tracks, and I don't have all the minutiae of the details yet of how those are going to feed into each other, etc. Except that if you have had some of the foundations in-person training, some of those workshops, not all, some of those workshops may serve as prerequisites for some of the online programs, some of them. And part of that, again, is that it's not enough to know the methodologies. You also have to have some experience in working in the digital environment. And that's one of the things our programs teach you too. So that is one of the reasons why we've set the prerequisites the way they are. And you can look online again to see the order of the workshops. In the online format, this is partly so that we know that you will have the opportunity to learn how to do the things that you need to do in order to actually do an effective shamanic healing, but also so that you will have had some experience working in the internet environment, which has some differences. The methods may be similar, but the delivery systems are different, and we want you to be able to practice those and know how to do those so you can do effective shamanic healings. And then eventually even this material, because the methods are the same, should translate fairly well into in-person healings. Although, again, the more experience you have, the more power you end up having. The more experience you have working with the spirits and doing healing, the more power you get, and the more effective the shamanic practitioner that you will be. All right, so that's the two tracks. And then, so the workshops are designed, the first workshop in the series, you need to have the prerequisites, either the basic workshop or you would the in-person basic workshop, or you need to have the two one-day online workshops, the Shamanic Journey and Shamanic Divination and Practice. Those are two online. So it's basic or those two, and the Shamanic Worldview. And the reason, part of the reason for the Shamanic Worldview is it gives you important context for what is a shamanic healer. What is the view of the, of how does a shaman look at the world? And it doesn't mean that you necessarily, you're going to look at it that way, but you're going to have the opportunity to see the deep reverence and respect that a shaman has for everything that is in this world. And so that's a very important context setter there. But it's not just context. It also has exercises that help you learn how to, so if I were partnered with one of you And you'd be able to see me on your screen, and I would be able to see you on my screen, and we could actually do, I'll call it a hands-on healing with each other in doing that, okay? And through this medium, the same way that we'd be able to do in an in-person workshop, but different. Again, I'm talking abstracts here without having something in front of me for you to see other than me. But anyway, so each one of these workshops is designed not only to give you the information and the practice that you need to take the next workshop, but before we get into the major healing methods, like particularly shamanic extraction, which is a very important shamanic practice of removing some spiritual, I will call it some kind of a spiritual intrusion that does not belong and that may be causing illness in your client. And then the complement to that is soul retrieval, where you restore the power of that person's soul. And healing is a function of personal power. And so what we want is we want you to be prepared and fully and strongly connected with your helping spirits before you go into these advanced, more advanced workshops like extraction and soul retrieval. But all along the way, you're going to be learning some healing methods, and you're going to be having experiences that connect you not only with all things in the world around you, but also with your own helping spirits and build and deepen those relationships. Again, I'm going to try to focus on maybe the bigger questions, the more broad strokes about the program itself. As the program evolves, since this is new, we're very experienced in shamanism in the foundation, very experienced for many decades. So we understand that part, but this working through this medium is a newer thing. And so there will be things that where we make adjustments, and most of them will be what you can probably somewhat invisible to you taking the workshop. But as we learn more, we're going to be much more careful. We're going to be very careful about issues. Well, I'll call them safeguards. It's not issues of safety. But one of the most important things that we do when we work in person and online is that we make sure that you have plenty of opportunities to make a strong connection with a compassionate helping spirit. Because those spirits provide you not only with power and knowledge, but they also provide a certain amount, I'll call it, of protection from unseen things in various aspects of non-ordinary reality that can be problematic if you don't know what you're doing. And so we are very interested in making sure that you have that connection with your helping spirit, and that you have some understanding with the kinds of spirits that are there. So those are all steps that we will take and prepare before we get into the actual things like extraction and soul retrieval. But there are many different kinds of, I'll call them healing methodologies that are not the big, I'll call them the big three in a way, and that, well, the big two for sure, there's extraction and there's soul retrieval, but also there are many different kinds of shamanic healings having to do with bringing the spirit's power to your client, including things like you've probably heard of power animal retrieval. And so we start off fairly early with power animal retrieval because it's a straightforward process and it can be of great, immense help to a client who receives a power animal and interacts with that animal. Okay. I've been asked if there's a question here about do courses taken with there are a couple of different teachers of other shamanic teachers that are non-foundation shamanic teachers, and only foundation courses will be prerequisites. And part of this is quality control. And as I said, it's important that we know that you've been exposed to the various concepts and methodologies in the way that we're teaching them. So other other than only foundation courses will apply as prerequisites. Okay? All right. And so now another person's asking, it's about if I take the in-person two-week course, will I have had more training and practice in person in the 2 week? And yes, it's true, because it's all in person. It's a residential two-week program, 11 days, 12 nights. Okay. But if I take the online healing course, will I receive more training and practice in distance healing? Pretty much all distance healing. Yes. So the answer to that is yes for distance healing. We have had several advanced students take some of the initial workshops that we've been offering. And one of the things they say is that it provides them sort of a re-inspiration to get back into shamanic healing, perhaps, and certainly shamanic divination and practice. And they also refresh your understanding of the healing methods and really help you to deepen in your practice. So it sort of depends on your viewpoint about training, because some people don't want to take anything that's repetitive, and other people take things several times. I know may have many people who have taken even the in-person workshops several times. I know I took the basic workshop several times, not because I felt so much insecure, but because each time it was different, and each time I got different in my practice. You know, you can't step in the same river twice kind of idea. So we had more of a chance to deepen my experience with the spirits. So it's sort of up to you. But I would say that if you've taken the in-person a two-week, you will have had the major healing methodologies. And if you take the online, yes, you're going to be getting more distance work, because it's all distance. We're all but distance on our screens. And we'll explain that to you if you take some of the courses. Okay? All right. Okay. So someone's asking if they've done the in-person extraction and soul retrieval workshops, is it different? The methodology is very much the same, except, of course, you will have a different kind of experience, because you'll have to learn how to transfer this at a distance. But if you have taken those two and you're satisfied that you understand how to do those methodologies, then it's totally up to you whether you decide to take something online and see if it provides something more or not. Okay, so, but you will definitely have already had the methods if you've taken those two. I'm assuming you've taken it if you're talking it with the sound, with the foundation, because again, I don't know what others are teaching or how they're teaching it now. I'm sure it's very similar, because a lot of it's based in Michael's work. Then I have another question here. Will online workshops be able to be put towards those of us working towards certifications? Okay. So we are the online workshops will not count toward, they're going to be, again, there are two tracks. So there will be an in-person certification. And some of you may already qualify for that from workshops you've taken. So I'll be making some announcements about that in-person work soon. But the online workshops will have its own certification. It's a certificate of completion. Okay. And I just want to make it very clear that we can't offer certified that someone is certified. You can't be certified as a shaman. And that's because your relationship with the spirits is what determines whether or not you're an effective shaman or shamanic practitioner. And the spirits can leave us at any time. So not that they do, you know, that kind of thing. But we cannot certify someone as a shaman. What we can do is say that you completed a course of training, that you completed this workshop, this series of workshops. And that is, so it's a formal certificate that you get saying you've completed this series, this program, which we have found apparently does insurance companies tend to take that and all of that. So It won't be, you won't be certified as a shaman, but you will get a certificate of completion, but it's two tracks. There is one, the shamanic worldview, because that's never been offered in person. It's only been online, will probably also be offered as an in-person workshop at some point, but maybe not. We'll have to see. But that one will be part that you will be able to apply the shamanic worldview to in-person workshop certificates. And again, it's listed on the website under certificates. So if you go to the workshops tab and you look under there, you'll see certificate of completion. Look under there and see what's required, and that'll give you more information. Okay. All right. Let's see if we've got some other questions here. I just signed up for the Foundation for Shamanic Studies online. Is that the place to start? So I don't know what it was that you signed up for. The Shamanic Foundation for Shamanic Studies is, if you signed up for an online workshop, you'd have to sign up for whatever the prerequisites are for the workshop you're interested in taking. So, and that's listed again clearly by the workshop. Okay. Someone's asking if they've taken the 2-week intensive, what would be the best online courses for a student who has done at least the 2-week? I would say start with the shamanic worldview, because it's not like it's brand new information if you're a shamanic practitioner, but it's packaged in such a way that it feels very new and helps people deepen. So start with that and see if you like it or not, and then maybe you can take more. Also, if you haven't taken Global Change, you might be very interested in taking that workshop if you're interested in using shamanism to help make a better world, either locally or globally. Okay, all right. The shamanic healing courses, people are asking now about duration of courses. The program itself is a series of courses, and I can't, off the top of my head, I don't know how many courses there are, but the courses are offered in 7-hour formats, 7 hours total formats. Each course is about 7 hours. And then there are some that are going to be 14 hours, because we want to give you plenty of chances to practice the methodologies that you learn. And so you can take those at your convenience, but you need to make sure you have the prerequisite. So you have to take some of them in a certain order. And you can complete the program pretty much as fast as you can take the prerequisites if you want to, or you can take your time and take over a year or whatever to complete them. I think they're going to be probably end up being 9 or 10 in the 9 or 10 7-hour and or 14-hour workshops in the series. And they are very reasonably priced they run roughly, they vary somewhat because our faculty members are independent contractors and they may or may not have certain expenses that they need to cover, but they run somewhere around $20 an hour. So you figure it out for 7 hours or 14 hours. Okay. All right. But you can take them at your convenience. You know, you don't have to say, okay, I'm committed now to finishing the program. And actually, you don't really even have to finish the program. It's up to you. You can take as many, you can take 4 or 5 of the series and say, well, that's enough. And then you go off and do something else. Or you can complete the whole series. It's up to you, as long as you've met the prerequisites for the next workshop that you're taking. Okay. And that, I think that answered the how many workshops are there in the new series. I think they're going to be about 10. I'm not counting the prerequisites. I'm counting the beginning workshop, which is the shamanic healing workshop. So there, I think, going to be, if you count all the prerequisites, there's probably more than 10, but I'll count them up. You can count them yourself, too, because they're listed. They're sort of listed under the shamanic workshops. They're listed in the order that they're going to be rolled out. Some are rolled out already. Some are in process. Okay. Someone's asking about the 3-year program online. We are not going to have that program online. It is if you were going to take the three-year program, that is in person. It's a series of shamanic initiations, which requires you actually to be in the presence of other people at this point. There are things that happen there that are extremely intense. And also part of the thing is that shamanism is very serious business. It's a very powerful practice. And so when that's one of the reasons we're very careful when we do this online, because we want to make sure people are prepared. When we have the in-person workshops, the instructor, of course, who's very experienced, has been through many, many years of experience doing this. The instructor for the three-year programs particularly is there, right there, if a person gets stuck in an initiation. And if you've ever gone through any initiation processes, you know that an initiation is basically something dying to one part of something and being reborn in a different way. So it's an intense practice. So right now we're not looking at three-year programs online. Okay. And I think I already asked, some people are asking if you have to sign up for the whole program. No, you have to take number one, you take number two, you take number three. Then if you want to take number four, you take number four. If you want to take number five, you take number five. You can't skip around and you can't do it piecemeal. In other words, you can't say, well, I've taken number one, now I'm going to take number 11. You have to take them in a certain order, and you have to take the full workshop to get credit for it. And that's because practically every moment of these training programs has something that's in there, because it's important for you to know as you become a shamanic healer or practitioner. Okay. And so there's an order to take the programs, but there is not, you're not required to sign up for the whole thing. You can take as many or as little as you like. And so that's one of the things. If you're really not sure, but you think you'd like it, you might try at least the first workshop, the shamanic journey workshop, and see, do you like it? Does it resonate with you? Do you feel called to do some shamanic work? And then if you do, you take the next workshop. And if you don't, you say, well, that was nice. Now I know something more and I'm going on with whatever. Okay. All right. If you have done the beginner, dying and beyond, and extraction in person, do you still have to do global to take healing? I'm not sure. If you have done all of those things in person, you will still have to take the worldview, because you haven't done that one, and you will still have to take the first workshop in the healing series. And the reason is not because you may not know the methodology, but because we want you to have practice working in the online environment. Working with pairs in the online environment, working to do some healing using the online environment. So you need to have that experience, which is why that first one is required, even for people who've had a lot of in-person experience. So it's important. Okay, let me see what we've got here. Can I take an online workshop in any region? You can take it in any region, anywhere in the world. It's mostly right now, though, it's the United States and Canada that's doing this. There are some programs, I understand, in Asia, but I would just I'd advise you to take it wherever you want. We've listed them by regions, but we've listed because without a physical presence, it's a time zone that becomes the location. So if you're in the on the West Coast, if this person is the West Coast of Canada, they are offering plenty of, Worldview, Global Change, and other workshops already scheduled in Eastern Canada. I know there's an excellent teacher in Alberta, the province, So yes, you can take them with any. That's another thing. Some people like to start with one instructor. They find an instructor that they really feel compatible with, and they want to take each workshop with that instructor. That's fine. Some people say, well, this is a great opportunity to try other teachers and see how they teach. And so they take different workshops with different teachers, and they really mix it up. It's totally up to you. You can take it anywhere that it's offered, where the time fits your schedule. When we go back to in-person workshops, again, not back to, but when we're able to do them again, there is some advantage for you taking the online workshops with a teacher who is also more local to you. If you want to get more of a sense of that shamanic community. We do have online community stuff now, online community meetings, but for a lot of people, one of the things I know all of us are missing is some of the in-person community experiences, Vendramming circles that we've had in the past. So, you again, it's up to you. If someone's asking about if there's a way to see your progress with workshops, there's not an online function for you to check that. But if you email info@shamanism.org and you ask for a list of the workshops you've taken, that will be sent to you. So that's how you find that out. You know, a lot of people keep track of their own workshops, like they write down the date they took it and they have their list, but a lot of people don't. And some people have taken these workshops years ago, not the online ones, but the in-person. So you can contact info@shamanism.org and say, what workshops have I taken? And you'll get a list. Okay. All right. Someone's asking, having taken all the courses in person over the years, is there a benefit in my participation in this program? I could not answer that, because if you take it and there's a benefit, there is. If you take it and you don't feel there is, then there isn't. So, again, I am of the school that for mastery, there's no such thing at one level as repetition. So it really is up to you to decide, you know, how do you learn best? Maybe if you feel that you're sort of satisfied with how you're operating now shamanically, then maybe not. But if you've taken all the workshops, I would say that you still might be interested in the shamanic worldview. That might spark something in you that says, okay, I can deepen here. Or you might say, well, that's kind of affirming of what I know, and that might be all you need to take. So I would say that the only way you're going to know if there's any benefit to you is if you try at least one workshop and see what happens. Or you might be the kind of person that knows that if you had something before, you can't get engaged in it if it feels like it's something that repeated something that you feel like you already know. So you know yourself, so I think that would, you can decide that for yourself. But I would say don't prejudge any of these programs, and this is speaking now to everybody, as part of our training to teach these, the faculty members have taken these new programs. And these are really, really experienced people who have been, many have been really surprised at how much they learned that they felt was new and the opportunity for them to deepen. Not going to happen to everybody, but it has happened to several of us who have taken these new programs. Okay. The online healing program at this point, as I said, there are two different tracks. The online healing program, the online workshops are not going to be prerequisites for the three-year program. Not at this time. Okay. Who knows what will happen in the future, but not at this time. Okay. Okay. So someone's asking about a sense of community. The foundation, and it, will there be opportunities to share after these experiences? And yes, sometimes there will be for after the specific program you take. If your faculty member is going to be doing one of those community kinds of meetings to share, etc. But also, if you go onto the website, there is one of the online offerings are community meetings. There are community meetings scheduled periodically, and all faculty, several faculty are offering these community meetings that usually meet like once a month, something like that, and have an opportunity to practice some of the things we've learned, but also to share and build some community. So go onto the website and onto the workshops, online workshops pages, and look under community meetings and see if there's something available to you. Someone's asking about the overall advantage of practicing shamanic healing online. You can learn very readily online. You can learn to practice online, but we have been practicing shamanic healing at a distance, which is kind of online, for decades. So the advantages to many practitioners are, first of all, you can deal with a client. If a client wants to come to you, that you can do it right over the internet, or there are also methods of distance healing that don't involve the internet. They involve you connecting with the person, and then you do the actual work at a distance. Again, that's taught in many of our programs, in person, etc. So there are quite a few advantages to, first of all, you can get shamanic healing in the time of the pandemic without risking going in person to see a practitioner. And it's also not at the practitioner's risk. And then secondly, we have found shamanic healing, since again, it's a spiritual practice. I have a strong preference for the first session that I do in person, meeting the client in person. But I have found, interestingly enough, that to meet them over the internet like this, especially when we do it with video where we can see each other, is very much like an in-person meeting, except we don't get to, you know, hug or shake hands or whatever it is that we do when we greet each other. So it's a very interesting thing, and we're really learning a lot about it. But one of the advantages, of course, to online training is that you can do it at your convenience. You don't have the expense of travel. You don't also have to, have the expense of accommodations. And also, you can set it up if you're a person who, you know, either has small children or grandchildren or whatever. You can set it up so that you can still do the training and not neglect your family. So at least for no more than 7 hours at a time, sometimes 3.5 at a time. So there are a lot of advantages to it. There are also some things that you get in person that I have found that you can make a very strong connection with a person through the internet. I feel really connected when I see the person and we talk, and I forget that we're not in person in a way. But we are physical beings too. So here you have the senses of hearing and sight. In person, there's a certain kind of vibration that the physical body has. But the spirit, I have physical senses of sight, but I also can connect very strongly with someone's spirit through the internet. Okay, so we're over time now. So and if you didn't get your questions asked, you can feel free to send your question to me at fss@shamanism.org, or you can send it to info@shamanism.org. And those will be sent to you. So say you have a question for Susan and Noelle, who is our super administrator, our executive administrator. She does all kinds of stuff. She makes sure that we all keep in order here. So so you'll probably be dealing directly with her, and then she sends it to me. Okay? I'm personally very excited by this new program. I know that we have a lot to learn from it, and it is an experimental program. So experimental, not in the sense of the knowledge, but how it translates when you're teaching in this format versus when you're in a room teaching together. To me, it's been very similar, but I don't know if everybody experiences that it that way. So, but I'm very excited about the possibilities because shamanism, in my mind, is so essential now. People are, we need all the help we can get. And there are realms of these fully compassionate, wise spirits that want to help us. And so the more of us who are trained in knowing how to connect with them and to bring that power here, the more help we can do for our world. So I hope that you'll decide to at least experiment with one course and see if you like it. And if you don't, then, of course, there are other options. And I hope at some point you'll maybe even investigate the in-person workshops and see if that speaks to you. But, you know, shamanism is not for everybody. It is for some people find it to be their path, and others have another path. And in my mind, we need a lot of paths with a lot of people working toward change in whatever way they can. People of compassionate hearts, that's how I like to think of it. And I hope that that this has been helpful to you. And we'll probably have more of these kinds of things as we get deeper into the process. So anyway, I'm going to have to sign off now. I really appreciate all of you being here. So I look forward to seeing you again, perhaps at an online course or at another community meeting or around the block somewhere or through email. So, all right, everybody, be safe out there. Take care of yourselves. Try to be happy. And we'll be in touch. Just watch for Foundation emails. If you're not signed up for Foundation emails, you can also, I think that online there's on the front homepage, if you scroll down to the bottom, there's an email sign up. So if you don't feel like you're getting the direct communications, we don't send out a lot of emails and we never sell our lists, etc. But if you're interested being, you know, notified as new things happen, then go ahead and sign up. And if you're not, that's fine too. All right. So everybody, enjoy your day, evening, morning, whatever time it is for you. All right. I'm signing off now. Take care. Bye-bye.